how much do you read yourself? I mean, I guess I'm not counting what you read online, like articles, stories. Do you read books? How about literature? Do you take time to read? Do you take time out to read? Americans are reading less literature than they used to, far and away. They're still reading, but in little bits and pieces. Is that changing us? Is it? And is that good for mental health overall? Let's talk to the good doc this morning, Dr. John B. Dr. John Braccio, with the website, drjohnb.com, from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Always good to welcome you in, my friend. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And my answer is, we need to read more. We always need to be reading more. We always need to be learning more. If we look at really successful people in the world, and we don't want to just go by those that get all the headlines, but it's a good place to start anyway, mm-hmm. that if you take someone like Gates, you know, this is someone who reads 50 books a year. We can take someone like Zuckerberg, who in 2014 tried to have everybody be reading, trying to get everyone to read a book every 2 weeks. Someone like Warren Buffett, you know, one of the wealthiest people
right.
in the world, and a great
sure.
thinker, you know, he spends 80% of a day reading, if you can imagine. In his early days, he would read 1,000 pages. Now I guess he's down to about 600 or something like that. But I feel it's really critical that we do read. And I'll give you an old Cicero quote, too. A room without books is like a body without a soul, or if you have a garden and a library, you have everything that you really need. I believe that if you want to open the world to you, if you want to develop critical thinking, if you want to be a person who can converse on many topics with many people, then reading is the best way to do it. Like you can read as an example. Just taking a TV, if you can, an hour of news, you can read in 6-7 minutes if you're reading, okay? I mean, just to give you an example of
what
you do with reading. And I think there's nothing wrong with television, there's nothing wrong with YouTube, there's nothing wrong with whatever it might be, but reading is really critical. Obviously, now we have Kindle that we can read on, we've got iBooks, we've got a whole bunch of different ways to read. So, but as far as the printed word, as far as gathering information, Dave, it is still the pivotal thing. And I still remember growing up, my dad always saying, you know, John, they can take everything away from you, but they can't take the knowledge and the wisdom you gain from reading. You know, you never forget these quotes that that you grow up with. And then when you see how many wise people or people you consider wise were active readers, and how many people that you talk to that seem to have depth and critically think often are people that are reading. In the past, I think people got maxims and they got quotations.
Well, that's true.
To learn. And that, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, on the other hand, if you can take those sayings and you can also really develop things, like just as an example, this is just something I was thinking, what have I been reading here the last couple of weeks? I've been back to Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, the Cameron and Boccaccio, Greene's 48 Rules of Power, Managing Depression, and Jane Eyre, of all things. Those have just been some things that have caught my attention lately. And I think that if you're anybody, if you take a couple of weeks, you might want to look at, what have you been looking at? What type things have you picked up? I tend to be a historical kind of guy. Tend to like more things from the past often than from the present.
Well, so, but you read what you, well, but there's a maxim of being a good reader. You read what you enjoy, and
yes.
you do so prolifically, and that's good. I mean, when I think of, you know, of our presidents, I think people would be surprised that probably the biggest reader of all our presidents was Teddy Roosevelt. He would read, okay. He'd read a book every morning. He'd read another 3 or 4 in the afternoon. He said he had read 10 to 20,000 books in his lifetime. He was extremely well read, but he said, you know, if something doesn't look interesting to you, move on, because there's always going to be something else out there. And he felt like it was his way to communicate with great people and other great minds who may not even be alive anymore, and that was their connection with him. I think it was a pretty smart guy, considering he was considered an action figure amongst presidents, but he was extremely, extremely intelligent.
And he wrote a lot of things, too.
He sure did.
On top of everything else.
He did.
I think, you know, when you look at well-rounded people, they're people that read in different areas, okay? Now, I know that Jonathan Colson, educator, we tend to think it may be more from the past. When he had asked illiterate people, in terms of people that couldn't read, why they wanted to read, the three main reasons he came up with were read the Bible, read books and newspapers they wanted to be able to, and be able to help their children. Now, to me, those are all good reasons, I might add, and they're pretty basic reasons. I think when we get to the point that we can read, then we want to be reading to fill in gaps, fill in interest areas. And we all have, internally or whatever the reason, we'll say maybe what we've been exposed to, things that interest us. And I think when we can read these things, that really does add meat, if you will, to the person's ability to communicate, ability to enter other conversations, the ability to get better jobs in life. Because if you're entertaining or interesting or knowledgeable altogether, you can get that from getting all kinds of different views. And part of critical thinking is being able to hear something and be able to interpret it and really understand it. And that comes from having read many different ways of presenting information, analyzing it, critically looking at different ideas.
Sure, other ideas in context. And do they hold water or do they not hold water? And from time, your own views, you may find the great thing about reading and reading a lot is that it challenges your own views and sometimes your own narrow views on things.
Yes, that is very true. And I think another Oscar Wilde's view was a good book is one you read over and over again. I mean, it's something that you can always be gaining information on. Francis Bacon, the old philosopher, English philosopher, made the point that some books are just to read, others are to digest, others are to read and analyze and really work at internalizing. So I think reading has different purposes.
Oh, sure.
And I think that if you really think about it, if you look at what people read, you don't want to be boring. Like, if you're a nuclear physicist, you don't want that to be all that you do. I'm very interested in psychology. However, history, terms of philosophy, there are all kinds of things, languages, all kinds of things that are interesting in addition to psychology. In some ways, they already do run together. And one of the nice things about your career over all these years is you are able to gather information on literally hundreds of topics. And I've noted as a compliment to you, whoever you're talking to, you have done some homework because you are aware of the topic and you can at least get to the point, even if you're not an expert in it, where you're able to ask the right questions. Well, and that comes from a lot of information gathered.
You're very kind, but, you know, some days I would attribute it to some homework, but maybe less on that and being an innately curious person. That's a gift on loan from above. Cause some people are and some people aren't. I am. And I think that helps with doing this. But I hear where you're going with that. And I appreciate it. The one thing I'm noting though from research is that Americans in the United States is that we are reading less literature. Now you mentioned your summer reading list, which is good. When you get back, you're going to do book reports here this fall, Dr. Braccio. We're going to expect you to, the class will be in. We're going to expect that book report, but you're reading, you know, you have Jane Eyre. You talked about Shakespeare.
Wonderful. These are, you know, the problem, there's nothing wrong with reading contemporary, but things that have been culled out historically. I mean, when you say, not that I loved Caesar less, but that I loved Rome more. I mean, these are some classical things that if they sound kind of funny, she has teach the torches burn bright. Indeed, never have I known true beauty till this night. There's certain things that you're just not going to find every day. And that's why when you realize where the language came from, you know, when you realize where a lot of these quotations come from, then it puts into context the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But if you don't really get some sense of where the language comes from, where the words come from, and just the history, then you're really missing out. Because language and culture are such fascinating things to read. And if you can't read and have tears come to your eyes or be excited or get to the place where what is being written about is being talked about, then you're either don't have enough experience, or haven't been reading enough, or you're not even paying attention, or it could be that you just need to really be working more at it, because great reading, great internalizing information, it is a skill set that you can develop, and it can help your imagination. It can help all kinds of aspects of the person. And I think what we really might want to do too, Dave, we might want to talk about maybe more technically next week about why would children, early children, you know, young, it's really critical that they develop some reading skills. We kind of started at this end more with the adult or the younger person that already is reading. But reading is really the gateway to the future of all the time.
Right.
I've got a long quote. Let me just give it to you again by our buddy Cicero. Read at every weight, read at all hours, read within leisure, read in times of labor, read as one goes in, read as one goes out. No task of the educated mind is simply put, read to lead. Just, I mean, that's kind of a long one, but the idea is there's never a bad time to be reading. There's always a good time.
DrJohnB.com is the website. Podcasts will be there very shortly. Regional Psychological Services. Our good friend, Dr. John Braccio. Always appreciate you coming on.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Morning. Take care. 1320 WILS.